Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you want to get away, this is a good place for you to be. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, has been around for decades, helping people come up with the best deals and interesting trips and ideas. We're entering the fall deal zone, and we'll get some expertise on how to buy and what to buy from Pauline Frommer in just a minute.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So how much do you have to do for your kid to earn the title good parent? How much do you have to do for your child to earn the title good parent? Well, many parents believe they are not good parents unless they do everything for their kid. As a result, many children are growing up not knowing how to cook, clean, or take proper care of themselves. Here's the developmental science of it. Bring a child into the house and you add about 50% more cooking, cleaning, and laundry.
You kids are driving me crazy!
The point here is that it's never too soon to involve children in housework. The earlier you involve them, the more likely they are to see these activities as responsibilities and routine.
They're not kids, they're midgets.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids are part of the family. Good parents involve their children and teach them how to do rather than doing things for them. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
55 past the hour. Happy to have back Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guides. So, Pauline, it looks like we're into the fall deal zone. There isn't a day go by on my computer or my email that I don't have three or four items of interest. Buy a ticket for $23 or some other thing like that. What's the best, is this the best time in the good weather to be traveling as far as being able to afford to travel?
So long as you're not going to what are called leaf peeping destinations. Those are really crowded in the fall. People love to see the autumn foliage. But pretty much anywhere else in the world, yeah, prices are going to drop because the kids are back in school. So that's a huge chunk of the population that won't be traveling.
So how do you know, in terms of destination, I've been thinking about taking a trip in late September, maybe early October, to various destinations in Europe. And I guess I wonder, I looked at the prices earlier and I got sort of scared. Now, if I believe or if I hear what you say, this is the time to do it. How much lead time do you need? A month or less in order to pick the right deals for the right places?
Well, we're not seeing as many last-minute deals as we used to. So if you're thinking of traveling in the fall, I would start looking now. I don't think there are going to be that many last-minute deals. However, there are some great deals if you're willing to take some risk. For example, it's hurricane season in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
A lot of Caribbean resorts will give you guarantees that if your vacation gets washed out, you'll get your money back, and your money will be much lower. That's for both Caribbean cruises and for Caribbean vacations. In Europe, we've seen a drop-off in the number of flights going there.
Mm-hmm.
So your flight going there may be slightly more expensive, but costs on the ground are down because the euro and the British pound, obviously, because of Brexit, continue to drop in value. So
yeah,
it's a good time there.
I'm on one of your Frommer sites looking at a Royal Caribbean cruise liner in a port with a picture of people on these little skiffs. And it looks so huge in these little ports, these big ships get in there. Isn't it amazing that they can get in? And sometimes they have to use their little boats to get people to shore. But it really is amazing to see some of these huge ships in some of these small little locations.
Some of something they can't get into, and that's why they've created their own personal islands, which I think is kind of a cheat. You go to this little island, and it's all Royal Caribbean, or it's all Norwegian, or Holland, or whatever it is, and it's not quite the authentic experience you hoped for when you took a cruise. You're probably going to get a more authentic experience of the destinations if you take a mid-sized cruise ship. Some of those now stay overnight in ports, so you don't have to rush back to the ship in a panic.
Mm-hmm. Best days of the week to fly, cheapest ones anyway. Tuesday, I think, is it, isn't it, along with Wednesday and Saturday?
For most destinations. It varies, but yes, that's the general rule of thumb.
Yeah. All right, keep that in mind. If you're planning on traveling, you have a lot of free time in the fall, now's the time to start thinking about it. Pauline Frommer.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.